back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here along with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. A couple of Northwestern songs you just heard. Not only the Northwestern fight song, but you just heard Tarzan Boy, the theme for the pet show here on 1320 WILS. You know, they play that every basketball game.
I love that song.
Yeah, that's a ritual with the Northwestern pep band. Crowd gets into it.
At Welsh Ryan Arena?
You got it. And a guy who was at an awful lot of Northwestern basketball games when he isn't out recruiting and building one of the top programs. I think a program that has made tremendous strides is going to get nothing but better. Northwestern Wildcats head coach Pat Fitzgerald. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Hey, Jack, good morning. Good morning, Tom. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Well, I'm still thinking about your game on New Year's Day, and to me that was the best of all the bowl games. I just wanted the result to be a little different on that last play.
Well, 35, I might be the most gray guy in America. I'll tell you what now. We got to quit playing games like that. I'm getting too old too fast.
When people say, you know, Northwestern is a factor now every year, what's the biggest thing that's changed? And I guess you can speak to that because it started when you were the best linebacker in the country.
Well, it always starts at the top, and it starts with great support from our administration. We've got a tremendous president, Morton Shapiro, and a couple of years ago, we brought in a tremendous director of athletics in Jim Phillips. So we've got great leadership. We've got probably in our program's history, the best support that we've ever had from our donors and from our fans and from our students. And we just take great pride in doing things to the best of our ability and doing them the right way. And it really comes down to the young men that are putting on the purple and white helmets. And we've had some pretty special young men. And you know, our senior class last year unfortunately lost their head coach early in their career, Randy Walker, but they were bound and determined to lift up his legacy, and they've put us on a solid foundation of success. Now we just got to take the next step.
You know, Pat, this is Tom. I want to delve into that a little bit more because I go back to age myself here, you know, in the Michigan Stadium in the 70s as a student watching Northwestern march in there and down the tunnel with 240-pound linemen, offensive linemen. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, it was just so apparent they were much smaller than Michigan. And now, I mean, go back into that change when you got there in 1995. Then we get into 2000 with the spread offense. And has that been the equalizer that has opened the door for the Northwesterns of the world?
You know, really, it always is leadership. But I also think when the NCAA went to 85 scholarships, it really leveled the field from a standpoint of scholarship allotment. And talent, and where talent is located. So, you know, we've got just as good of a chance of going out and getting any young man that fits our program and some of the other, you know, I guess you would have said traditional schools that have been winning. You know, they're no longer hoarding 120, 140 guys on scholarships. So the talent's more spread out. It's led to parity. And then we've had great coaches. I mean, I played for one of the best ever in Gary Barnett. I had a magical 5 years with Coach Walker and, you know, hopefully we're lifting those legacies up. And just, again, we're working our tail off to take the next step and that's to compete for championships. And we're not there yet. We got a lot of work to do over the next month to get ready for our opener. But we're close. We got to get some stuff done before I can say we're there.
Northwestern has won three Big Ten championships since 1995. And there are some other schools not too far from here that can't say that. We hear the phrase Northwestern kid a lot. What is that, Pat?
Well, it starts really at home with the way that they're raised. And, you know, the character is the backbone of our program. And, you know, I get the opportunity to visit with a lot of families, with a lot of student-athletes, with a lot of people that are interested in our program. And, you know, I tell them all the time, you have no idea how fortunate we are here at Northwestern to have the young people that we have in our locker room. They're the best of the best. And they understand the difference between right and wrong, and they were taught that a long time ago at home. They're outstanding students. We went this last calendar year academically. We have three academic quarters here, a little different than State and the Wolverines, where they have two semesters. We have three academic quarters, and we had 171 players above a 3.0 and a team GPA for the year just a smidge below a 3.0. So these guys are the best of the best, and I'm very fortunate to have the privilege to work with them and hopefully develop and take the next step in their lives. But then they want to be here. You know, we are who we are. You know, we're 8,000 students. We're in the backyard of Chicago. It's arguably the reputation is one of the best schools academically in the world. So You got to understand that. You got to want that, and it has to fit you. And frankly, if it doesn't, that's okay. You know, we just move on and go in a different direction. I wish them luck, and they better not play in the Big Ten because they better buckle it up. So that's just kind of the way we look at it.
You know, Pat, I also wanted, you know, coming off that bowl win that bowl near victory against Auburn on New Year's Day and the great performance, I was riveted to that game. It seems like, you know, you're getting a lot of exposure now, that the fan following it at Ryan Field would enhance a little bit. Cause you, when you watch Ohio State go into Evanston or Michigan State or Michigan, there's a lot of fans, you know, from the opposing team in there. How are you going to fill that stadium a little bit better and start embracing some of the success you've had?
Well, I'm there, so I've got it figured out. What I need to do is find out with our administration and Morton Shapiro, our president, allocated to our director of athletics, Jim Phillips, a position, a new associate athletic director's position for external affairs. And we hired Mike Poliski away from the Chicago Rush. Mike was the president of the Chicago Rush, and now Mike is going to run all of our marketing. And I don't know if you guys probably didn't see here locally in Chicago, but we announced on Thursday a major marketing campaign. We, for the first time, will have a season ticket sales force of six people with the general sales manager. We've never had that here. So I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just excited about the direction that we're headed. And, you know, without having somewhat of the infrastructure that maybe the schools you mentioned for their home games have had for a number of years, I think we've done pretty well with what we've had. Now, to take this this whole approach of taking the next step as a program, Mike Poliski is going to spearhead that, and I could not be more excited. So it's a lot of good positive momentum going on here in Evanston. Now we got to get better as a football team here in Camp Kenosha, which we start here next, you know, our freshman report a week from today. So a lot of work to do, but could not be more appreciative and thankful for the support from the top.
Pat Fitzgerald, the best linebacker in the country in 1995 and 96, and one of the best young coaches you would ever find, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. Pat, when you look at scheduling, and so much is made of that in terms of success or failure, especially for a building program, you've got Vanderbilt, Illinois State, Rice, Central Michigan, two of those games on the road, and in the Big Ten schedule, you do not play Ohio State or Michigan. Does that help you or does that hurt you in terms of generating interest?
Well, you know, when you look at our schedule from a standpoint of our home games, we've got a pretty unique home schedule. We're gonna obviously play a 1AA team, which most teams are. I guess I should call it a football championship subdivision team, which most teams are. We're gonna play our November 20th game at Wrigley Field, where it'll be the first college game there since the 30s, and the first football game at Wrigley Field since.
That's your home game, right?
That's our home game since the 70s. So. We're trying like heck to up interest. Season ticket sales are up, the most that they've been since the Rose Bowl. So, you know, we've got a lot of positive momentum, and all I can control and all that our football players can control is the way that we go out every given Saturday and perform for those 12 weeks of the regular season, bowl performance, and the way that we act as people off the field for 365. And I think everything else will take care of itself. It's been a great 15-year run. We've got over a 500 record in the last 15 years, and like you mentioned earlier, three Big Ten championships. You know, and this was the best decade as far as our opportunity to play in the postseason that there's ever been in Northwestern football history. So, a lot of excitement. But what's even neat for me is we're raising expectations, and we haven't done it with sacrificing anything of what we stand for and what we believe in academically, and that's exciting. But now we got to do it, and so you got to put your hind parts where your mouth is and get it done. So that's hopefully what we'll be able to do this year.
You know, Pat, I think another challenge that you encompass is the fact that Northwestern, located in Chicago, a big town, a lot of those college programs like Rice, even University of Minnesota in big towns, Houston Cougars, very challenged to have a college identity in a big town. But Evanston's kind of a little bit away, and you kind of got that niche a little bit. I mean, it does have to be difficult, I would think, when the Chicago Bears is when people think, you know, football in the Chicago area, they think NFL versus college football.
Hopefully we'll get that changed, you know. I don't think we'll ever take over the Bears. That's not the desired goal. We play on Saturday, play on Sunday. So you can do both, and we've got a lot of our season ticket holders actually do both. This is a great sports town, and you know, it's unfortunate right now that one of the ball clubs in baseball aren't having a great season, but the other one is. So, I mean, it's just a great place to be a part of a sports culture and community. And, you know, let's call it as it is, guys. There was a couple-year run there. I'm not going to mention how many that we didn't have the success in the field we needed to have. And, you know, those days are long in the rearview mirror. But at the end of the day, the generations that grew up watching us, at the, you know, when they were maybe in their formative years of who they're going to pick and select to be, you know, at the end of the day a fan of, are typically, you know, somewhat 40-plus. Anybody who's under the age of 35 thinks the Cats are pretty cool. So
that's true.
It's going to take us a little bit of time. Their disposable income from 35 and under isn't quite as good as that 36 and over. So we're going to get there. We're going to get there, and it's just going to take a little bit of time and some patience. But we're not going to sacrifice our expectations on the field or who we're going to be off the field or academically. So I don't disagree with your points, but with living here and being a part of it, and I'm a little biased, but I think we're on a cusp of something really special.
You know, Tom, you mentioned Chicago Bears, and I have a pro football question for you, Pat. Mike Kafka with the Eagles, now when he was drafted, nobody knew exactly what kind of opportunity he was going to get, but there's no Donovan McNabb there, and I thought he was one of the more underrated quarterbacks in recent Big Ten history.
Well, you know, when you look at the draft, you know, I've obviously talked to a lot of quarterbacks. When you throw the ball 79 times in a bowl game, we've had every quarterback that's interested in throwing the ball reach out to us. And, you know, Mike Kafka was, in my opinion, the best quarterback drafted. You know, there were a lot of guys that were hyped up before him that were drafted. And then, you know, who's this Kafka? Well, you know what? The scouts know what they're doing. And Michael's got a big arm, but more importantly, he's got a big heart. He's got big-time leadership ability. And, he can run and he's athletic. I know the Eagles, there's been some great articles written about him here in the first week of mini camp, well, their training camp and from their mini camps. And we're excited for him. He did just a tremendous job leading our program a year ago. And I think he fell into one of the best situations you could ask for a young quarterback. Go play for Andy Reid. Marty Morningweg is a quarterback coach. And you know, what a great situation. You know, obviously they lost Donovan and, you know, hopefully he gets a couple of years just to learn and grow and then get a chance to take it over. I'm really excited for him.
Pat Fitzgerald, head football coach, Northwestern, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. And Pat, you know, the thing what I've really enjoyed in the last couple of years is following your program via the Big Ten Network, seeing this behind-the-scenes stuff and seeing the passion that you have in coaching your program. I've been all over that. I'm sure you even as coaches get a chance to see that once in a while.
Well, the Big Ten Network's been huge for Northwestern. You know, you look at the other sports networks that are out there that cover, you know, not only football, but college football, but also every sport. You know, we've got our own network that just covers our 11, soon to be 12 teams. And in the fall, so we're 1/12, we're going to be at the worst, 1/12 of what's covered in every hour. So, it's been huge for our program, you know, with the network going nationwide. You know, I'll go down to Texas and there'll be kids that say, I've watched you guys play more than I've watched A&M play, more than I've watched Oklahoma play. And so it's huge, and it's just going to continue to grow. What a great job by Commissioner Delaney and Mark Silverman of the Big Ten Network. It's been huge for the Cats. And, you know, if they want me to do anything, I'm there for them because it's a great way for us to market our program.
Pat Fitzgerald, head coach of the Wildcats, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. You know, Tom, in the past, we've asked Pat to give us his one-minute recruiting pitch, and that's when you ran through the wall over at the other studio. But, Pat, I want you to reflect back and tell us the first time you heard Gary Barnett talk about taking the purple to Pasadena and how long it took you not to think he needed a sobriety test.
Well, I was at the game when he did that, and at the basketball game as a recruit. And, you know, I was just learning about Northwestern, and it wasn't necessarily my reaction. It was more who I thought were the fans, and there was almost a chuckle. Like, who's this guy think he is? And you know what? Just a magical run later and just a tremendous job developing people. I mean, if you were to see my teammates now that are, you know, roughly 36, 37 down to, you know, the Coach Barnett influence to about 30, give or take a little. I mean, they are just so incredibly successful as husbands and as fathers and their communities and whatever field that they've decided to go into. And at the end of the day, I know a lot gets talked about what happens on game day, but this college experience is about developing young people to be the best they can be and be prepared for life. And I'll be forever indebted for the opportunity to play for Gary. I believe he's the best coach in the country without a team. And if I'm a director of athletics and I'm looking to try to turn my program around, I know things weren't rosy there at the end of Colorado, but don't judge a book by its cover. He's the best coach in the country without a team. So, you know, I bought into it. I felt like I could be a part of changing something, and thank goodness I didn't have to do it alone because I was the worst athlete on a great team, and I'm just forever thankful for those great teammates. So I appreciate the time, and as always, to be on with you, to all of our Cat fans up there, go Cats, and we look forward to seeing you guys again here soon.
Things got rosy for Northwestern with Pat Fitzgerald and Gary Barnett, and they'll be rosy again. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks,
appreciate
Pat.
It.
Thanks, man. Have a great summer. Go Cats. Bye
all
now.
Right. You're right, Tom.
Go
there
Cats.
He goes. He always ends that way, doesn't he? That's his execute.
That's his signature.
We'll be right back with more. 393-3700. We do have open line on this show, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.